主啊，我们感谢您，现在把我们带到一起。
And we're thankful that we're not only from here in Vancouver, but many are joining us from elsewhere, especially far away across the sea.
主啊，感谢您不只是在温哥华的大家，也有很多在海外，尤其是在中国的弟兄姐妹加入我们。
Lord, the fact is that we have come this evening in order to learn the truth of God, that we might live lives that would please you and be a blessing to us.
主啊，我们来到您面前学习您的话语，让我们可以活出一个能够得您喜悦的生命来。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that you will speak to each of our hearts.
主啊，求您今天对我们每个人说话。
Open our understanding, then cause us to walk in ways that will please you.
让我们能够理解您的话语，也让我们能够跟从您的话语，活出一个喜悦的生命。
So we give thanks now for bringing us together. We pray that you will bless us and those who will be joining us as we carry on.
主啊，求您祝福我们大家，祝福我们在座的，也祝福那些即将加入我们的。
And we pray and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的祷告和感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Eric, I'm going to let you take this seat. I'm going to sit on the other side. Thank you.
Well, good evening. Nice to see each one here tonight.
大家晚上好，很高兴再见到大家。
Let's open our Bibles to the Gospel of John again.
我们重新把圣经翻到约翰福音。
This is a very interesting Gospel.
这是一个非常有趣的福音书。
It was written many years after the first three.
是在剩下的三本福音书写完很多年之后，约翰福音才写成的。
Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they're called the Synoptic Gospels.
马太福音、马可福音和路加福音，他们被称为应该说是镜像的福音书。
In other words, they basically follow a chronological order of the Lord's life through his time on earth.
他们基本上呢是符合就是时间的顺序，当耶稣基督在地上的时候。
John's Gospel was written many years later, as I mentioned.
那约翰福音呢，在很多年之后才写成。
And they record incidents and things that the other Gospels don't record.
他记述了很多其他三卷福音书没有写的事件。
And last week we looked at John the Baptist giving a testimony.
那上周呢，我们看到了施洗约翰给了我们一个见证。
He had seen the Lord Jesus coming out of the wilderness toward him after his temptation and trial by the devil.
他看见了耶稣基督从旷野出来，在他经历了所有的魔鬼的试探和试炼之后，他来到了施洗约翰面前。
And he exclaims, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
所以他声喊着说，看哪，神的羔羊为了除掉世上一切罪恶的。
And last week we looked at that portion of scripture.
那上周呢，我们看了一下这部分的经文。
We asked the question, how did John know then that he was going to be the Lamb of God? Where did that information come from?
那我们上周问了一个问题，就是施洗约翰怎么知道这是神的羔羊的呢？
And if you were here last week, you recall that the Old Testament is full of pictures of God's Lamb from Abel to Abraham then to prophesied by the prophet Isaiah.
那如果大家上周在这里的话呢，大家应该可以回忆起来，旧约充满了很多神的关于神的羔羊的预言啊，从亚伯开始到亚伯拉罕，到以赛亚预言的那位神的羔羊。
And of course, the Passover lamb very important to the Jews.
当然还有对犹太人很重要的逾越节的羔羊。
And so the Old Testament scriptures speak of a lamb being a sacrifice.
那旧约呢，一直在提到了有一个羊要成为祭物。
And we saw that you couldn't approach God unless you had a sacrifice.
然后呢，你不停地看到呢，除非有一个祭物，否则你是没有办法接近神的。
Why was that?
那为什么呢？
Because of sin. We have all sinned and come short of God's glory.
那是因为罪，因为我们人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And because of sin, death entered into the world.
而因为罪呢，死就来到了这个世界。
And as a result, a sacrifice needed to be made, a life given for a life.
所以呢，献祭这件事情就必须要有了，因为是一个生命换来了另一个生命。
As sinners, our lives are forfeit.
那作为罪人呢，我们的生命已经是堕落的。
But in God's order of things, He gives a picture that a lamb slain would take the place of our sin.
但在神的计划中呢，他给了我们一个图片，就是有一个羔羊，他要被杀，然后呢，他来承担我们的罪。
And without the shedding of blood, the scripture says, there can be no forgiveness of sin.
那圣经告诉我们，如果没有血流出的话呢，罪就没有办法被赦免了。
But John went on, to say that this was the Lamb of God.
但是呢，使徒约翰这里说，这就是神的羔羊。
And this lamb would take away the sin of the world.
这只羔羊要承担整个世界的罪。
Because it wasn't possible for the blood of a lamb, a real lamb, could never take away sin. It could only cover it over in God's plan until the real lamb came.
因为事实上呢，一个羊啊，就是地上的羊呢，它的血是不能除掉任何的罪的，它只能遮盖罪，直到呢那位真的羔羊来。
And so not only would sin be covered up.As it was in the Old Testament.
那所以呢，不像旧约里呢，罪是被遮盖住一样。
And allow people to come into the presence of God.
所以旧约罪被遮盖住了，人才能来到神的面前。
And be accepted by Him.
然后呢，神才可以接纳他们。
But when God's Lamb, the true Lamb, came, He would completely take away the sin of all the world.
但是当神的羔羊，真的神的羔羊来的时候呢，他会除掉世上所有的罪。
And we saw from Isaiah the prophet how he said he prophesied he was led like a lamb to the slaughter.
所以我们看到旧约以赛亚书中呢，以赛亚预言说呢，他就像羊在剪毛的人手下。
And so Jesus allowed himself to be taken to the cross and to be cruelly treated and finally crucified.
所以呢，神许可耶稣呢来到十字架上，然后呢，他被极其凶残的对待了，然后呢，他除掉了我们的罪。
And so Peter, the apostle, he wrote that we have been redeemed, not with corruptible things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，使徒彼得说呢，我们得赎不是因为这些金银的物，而是因为耶稣基督的宝血。
And so, last week we saw that John the Baptist was the one who was to come to reveal who the Lamb was to a people prepared to receive him. That is the Jewish nation.
所以呢，上周我们看到呢，施洗约翰是那个来告诉大家。神的羔羊是哪一位的人？他们来预备以色列人的心，为了让他们可以接受耶稣。
God had committed this revelation, this information to the Jewish nation. Us Gentiles, we didn't have this information.
所以呢，神当时向以色列人显明了这样的信息，但是呢，我们作为外邦人，我们并没有这样的信息。
Salvation would come through the Jewish nation.
所以呢，救恩是从以色列人来的。
And so John the Baptist, his purpose was to open the door to reveal to the nation of Israel that this was the one who is the true Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world.
所以呢，施洗约翰的目的呢，就是他要打开门，向以色列整个国度显明，这位是神的羔羊，他来除掉世上一切的罪。
And so that was John the Baptist. He got all his information from the Old Testament revealed to him by the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，施洗约翰呢，这一切他得到的一切信息都是从旧约而来，然后呢，圣灵向他启示出来。
And there was a sign given to John so that that sign would point out who this one was that would be the Lamb of God.
然后呢，神给了施洗约翰一个信号，这个记号可以让他知道哪位是神的羔羊。
John was baptizing in the Jordan River.
施洗约翰是在约旦河受洗，施洗。
And as he baptized people, he was to watch for a one sign.
当他给人施洗的时候呢，他正在寻找一个记号。
And that sign was, when some man came to be baptized, the heavens would open, and the Spirit of God would come out of heaven like a dove, and come down upon and rest upon the one whom God had declared to be his son.
所以呢，他这个记号就是呢，当施洗约翰给人施洗的时候，有一个人受洗的时候，天会开开，然后呢，圣灵就像鸽子一样降下来，降到他的身上。
Because the Lamb of God was no ordinary man.
因为神的羔羊不只是一个普通人。
He was the very Son of God.
他是神的圣子。
Equal to the Father and eternal as the Father and the creator of all things.
与神相等，是整个世界的造物主。
And he came manifested as a man here on earth.
但是他来到地上，把自己作为一个人向世人显明。
A sinless man.
一个无罪的人。
That had no earthly father.
没有地上的父亲。
The Holy Spirit came upon a virgin named Mary, and that holy thing that was born of her is called the Son of God.
圣灵临到一个童女叫做玛利亚，然后呢，耶稣从圣灵而生。
And when Jesus was baptized, John saw the heavens open and the Spirit of God coming down and resting upon Jesus.
所以当耶稣受洗的时候呢，施洗约翰就看见天开了，圣灵像鸽子一样降在耶稣的身上。
And he says there in chapter 1 of John and verse 34.
然后呢，他在约翰福音的一章三十四节说，
And I have seen and heard and testified that this is the Son of God.
我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
So John was the announcer.
所以呢，约翰是那个宣告者。
He was, as he described himself, I am a voice crying in the wilderness.
就像他自己说的那样，我是那个声音，在旷野有人声喊着的声音。
So today, what we're going to look at is the results of John's testimony.
所以呢，今天我们要看的是呢，施洗约翰的见证带来的结果。
We'll read verses, for introduction, verses 35 to 37.
我们先来读，约翰福音一章的三十五节到三十七节。
Again the next day, John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
三十五节，在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说，看哪，这是神的羔羊。两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
So this is the day after that John the Baptist gave the declaration when he saw Jesus. He saw Jesus as he was walking.
所以呢，这是施洗约翰看见耶稣，他认出他是神的儿子之后的第二天。
The previous day, Jesus had come toward him, walking toward him, and he said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
那前一天呢，他看见耶稣行走，看见耶稣正在向他走来，所以他对他说，看哪，这是神的羔羊。
But the next day, John sees Jesus, but Jesus isn't walking toward him. Jesus is walking somewhere else. He's on his way in the Father's will to fulfill that will on earth.
但是第二天呢，使徒约翰并没有看见耶稣向他走来，而是看见耶稣在其他地方行走，为了成全他父的旨意。
And John is standing with two of his disciples.
这时候呢，使徒约翰和他的两个门徒站在一起。
That is two men who were believers and had been baptized by John and were being taught by him.
那这两个人呢，是信徒，他们受了使徒约翰的洗，然后呢，他们受了使徒约翰的教导也。
But as John watched Jesus as he walked,
但是当使徒约翰看见耶稣行走的时候，
there was something about that walk which was so different.
那这个行走呢，有一些非常不同的地方。
You know, often you can tell what a person's business is by how they walk.
那有的时候呢，你看见一个人行走的方式，你就能知道他是做什么的。
You can tell a lot by a person's walk.
那你就是一个人行走的方式可以显明他很多的东西。
But Jesus walked like no other man.
但是耶稣的行走和其他人都不一样。
Because his walk was one which was to fulfill the will of his Father in heaven at every step that he took.
因为他行走的每一步都是为了成全他天上的父的旨意。
We're occupied with our things.
那我们是被我们自己的事情占据的。
A student will run to the bus with his books under his arm, making sure that he gets to class.
那你可以看到学生会夹着自己的包啊跑向公车站，这样他们才不会迟到。
A mother with children will keep her eyes on her children and her focus will be on her children.
那一个妈妈带着小孩子呢，她的视线会一直盯在小孩子身上。
Others will be occupied in different ways, but Jesus was occupied with heavenly things.
但是呢，耶稣是被天上的事情所占据的。
And somehow it showed.
那从某种方式呢，它显明出来。
And John saw as he walked, and he said, "Behold," to his two disciples, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
所以呢，当使徒约翰看见的时候呢，他就对他身边的两个门徒说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
And his pointing out Jesus as he walked, they saw him as he walked.
所以呢，当他指出耶稣行走的时候呢，他的门徒也看见了耶稣行走。
And they left John.
然后呢，他们离开了使徒约翰。
And it says they followed Jesus.
然后圣经告诉我们，他们跟从了耶稣。
Has there been a time in your life when you have somehow seen a different person in Jesus, different from all the others you've ever seen?
那在你们的生命之中呢，你们会不会看到一个人有非常大的不同呢，和其他人都不一样的？
Somehow he's unique, set apart from all others.
从某种意义上讲呢，他是非常独特的，他和其他的都完全不一样。
And have you decided that you're going to follow Jesus?
那有没有那一刻呢，你看到了这样的生命，你决定呢，我也要跟随耶稣。
These disciples did.
那这些门徒做了。
And it changed their lives completely.
然后完全改变了他们的生命。
And Jesus, verse
38. 那38节。
Before we do that, we'd like to just back up just a little bit.
那在我们读38节之前呢，我们往回退一步。
And, take a look at exactly what is actually taking place here.
我们来看一下这里究竟发生了什么。
You see, John had a number of disciples, but they're now, those disciples are going away from John and they're going to Jesus.
那这里呢，使徒约翰有很多的门徒，然后呢，这些门徒呢，正在离开使徒约翰，走向耶稣。
And in our story tonight, there are actually not just two, but there are five disciples that Jesus personally calls to himself.
那我们今天晚上的故事呢，不只是两个，一共有五个圣徒是耶稣个人的呼召他们。
Now, to understand what is going on here, we've got to go to the 10th chapter and verse 1, verse 2. 10th chapter, verse 2.
那为了理解这里发生了什么呢？我们要翻到约翰福音的十章一节。
But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
从约翰福音的十章二节开始，从门进去的才是羊的牧人，看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。
Now this is a little parable that the Lord uses.
这是一个神用的一个小的比喻啊。
And it might need some explanation.
那需要一些解释。
What is the sheepfold?
那羊圈是什么意思？
Well, Israel.
羊圈就是以色列的意思。
Is God's sheepfold.
以色列就是神的羊圈。
See, he chose one man, Abraham, out of all the nations of the earth, and he made a family for him, and then a nation came from Abraham.
那他从整个世界中拣选了一个人叫亚伯拉罕，然后呢，他为他做成了一个家庭，然后呢，以色列整个国度都是从这个家庭出来的。
And 430 years after Abraham, the nation of Israel was formed when God took them out of Egypt as they were slaves to Pharaoh and brought them to himself in the wilderness.
然后呢，在亚伯拉罕之后430年，神把以色列这个国度从埃及带出来，把他们形成了一个国度。
And he gave them their national constitution.
给了他们国度的这个，帮助他们建造了这个国度。
There were the Ten Commandments, and then there was the statutes and judgments and the commandments, there were testimonies. God gave them a whole constitution, we read in the Old Testament.
那神给了他们十诫，给了他们各种礼仪，各种节日，各种就是要求，然后呢，神把这一切都给了他们。
And they were separate from all the other peoples of the world.
他们是从整个世界中其他的人完全分离出来的。
And they were to be a light to the world.
他们应该成为整个世界的光。
Of what a nation could be like if they followed God.
就是如果一个国度都跟随神的话，它应该是怎样的。
But their failure is another story.
但是他们的失败就是另一回事了。
But there was in Israel, there was a lot of true believers in Israel.
但是呢，在以色列确实有很多真正的信徒。
And those were the sheep of his pasture.
那这些呢，就是牧者的羊群。
You can read Ezekiel chapter 34. If you make a note, you can read about the shepherds and the sheep there.
那如果大家可以记一下，在以西结书的34章，你就可以读到牧羊人和羊群的故事。
But Israel was the sheepfold.
所以呢，以色列就是这个门羊圈。
But the door into the sheepfold had not yet been opened up.
但是呢，进入羊圈的门呢，还没有被打开。
Now, John the Baptist was the one who opens the door.
但是呢，施洗约翰呢，就是那个要开门的人。
He says, he who enters by the door, but he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, the true shepherd. To him, the doorkeeper opens.
所以呢，第二节说的，从门进去的才是羊的牧人，然后第三节看门的就给他开门。
Well, we know who the shepherd is.
那我们知道牧人是谁。
Later on in the chapter, we read that the Lord Jesus said, I am the good shepherd.
那我们接下来会读到呢，耶稣基督自己说，我是好牧人。
The good shepherd who gives his life for the sheep.
好牧人为羊舍命。
But who's the doorkeeper?
但谁是那看门的呢？
You've probably already guessed.
那我相信大家应该已经有猜测了。
Who was it?
是谁呢？
Somebody guess? Who's the doorkeeper?
谁是那个开门呢？大家可以猜一下。
Who have we been speaking about?
谁是我们今天的主题呢？
John the Baptist. Thank you, Phoebe. Thank you.
谢谢。是。
You're hiding behind there, but
是施洗约翰。
Yes, John the Baptist. He's the one who opened the door.
他是那个看门的，开门的人。
He said, "I saw heaven open."
他说我看见天开了。
And the Spirit of God come down.
神的灵降下。
And I testify, this is the Son of God.
所以我就能证明这就是神的圣子。
And now John says, "Look, there's the Lamb of God."
所以现在呢，施洗约翰说，看哪，这是神的羔羊。
He's opening the door of the sheepfold.
他正在打开羊圈的门啊。
And so we read that the sheep hear the voice of the good shepherd.
所以我们读到呢，羊听见了，羊认得他的声音。
They hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name.
然后呢，他按着名叫自己的羊。
And he leads them out.
然后呢，把他们领出来。
Jesus, you see, is going to lead the true believers out of that fold to himself.
所以呢，神要把那些真的信徒从羊圈中领出来，领到他那里。
They've been confined in this sheepfold surrounded by the laws of Moses.
他们被摩西的律法呢困在了羊圈中。
And he's going to lead them out into freedom and liberty.
但现在呢，耶稣要把他们从这羊圈中带出来，带到自由里面。
And so that's what John the Baptist was. He's the doorkeeper.
所以呢，这就是施洗约翰的身份啊，他是那看门的。
The porter, the watchman.
是那个门卫，是那个守卫守护者。
And so, Jesus now, in this passage, if we turn back to John chapter 1,
我们翻回到约翰福音的一章。
The good shepherd is calling his sheep out.
我们可以看到呢，好牧人正在把他的羊群叫出来。
First, we have these two disciples of John who follow Jesus.
首先呢，我们就看到了这两个约翰的施洗约翰的门徒要跟随耶稣。
And they follow him.
然后呢，他们也确实跟随了。
And he says to them in verse 38, Jesus turned and seeing them following, said to them, "What do you seek?"
所以我们来看38节，耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说，你们要什么？
Isn't that interesting?
这是不是很有趣呢？
The Lord knew everything.
主是知道所有事情的。
He knew that the question was for them.
这个问题是为了他们而问的。
And you might ask, I might ask you tonight then, why are you here?
那我们今天可能也问大家这个问题，为什么大家在这里？
What are you seeking?
你在寻找什么？
Are you seeking something that you feel you don't have?
你在寻找一些是不是自己觉得没有的东西呢？
Maybe an emptiness in your life.
也许是生命里的空虚。
Or looking for some purpose.
或者是某种目标。
Or something or someone to unload the burdens of your life.
或者是某些事情或者某人能够解除掉你心中的最重担。
Well, Jesus' question for you tonight is, what do you seek?
所以耶稣今天对你们的问题就是你们要什么。
And the one who has asked the question is the one who can answer every need.
那这个来问你们问题的人呢，是那个可以满足地上所有人的需要的人。
And what did the two disciples want?
那这两个门徒想要什么呢？
In verse 38, again, the last part.
那38章的后半节说。
And they said to him, Rabbi, which is a very respectful way of addressing someone, to be very respectful.
他们说拉比，拉比是一个对人非常尊敬的称呼。
Which is to say, translated teacher.
我们会把它翻译成夫子或者教师。
The question was, where are you staying?
那问题是在哪里住？
They were interested in where he was.
他们感兴趣的是他在哪里。
There was a deeper interest in that they wanted to be with him.
那这个更深的兴趣是呢，他们想和他在一起。
So they wanted to know, they wanted to be where he was.
他想要在和耶稣在一起，所以他们问。
In verse 39, he says, "Come and see."
那39节，耶稣说：“你们来看。”
The word "come" in English, as in any language, I think, is a beautiful word. Come.
那来这个词呢？我相信在任何语言中都是一个非常美好的话语。
It's a gracious invitation.
它是一个蛮有恩典的邀请。
It means not refusal. It means the opposite of that.
它是拒绝的反义词。
He didn't describe where he was staying.
他没有描述他住的地方是怎么样的。
He didn't ask them why.
他也没有问他们为什么。
He said, "Come."
他说来。
And see.
来看。
Now, where was he staying?
那他停在他住在哪里呢？
I would like to know.
我也很想知道。
The scriptures don't give us any indication of where he was staying.
那圣经没有告诉我们任何关于他住在哪里的信息啊。
You realize that it was a wilderness place.
那你要，但是大家意识到这是在旷野。
There weren't many towns or villages in that area.
没有，周边应该没有很多的村庄。
Perhaps he was staying in a little hut somewhere made of just branches.
可能只是一个树枝遮起来的一个小房子。
We don't know where he was staying.
我们并不知道他具体住在哪里。
But we do know that when he came, that he had nowhere to lay his head.
但我们确实知道他来的时候，人子是没有枕头的地方。
He had no home of his own.
他没有自己的家。
The scripture says that the birds of the air, they have their nests, and the beasts, they have their dens. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
圣经告诉我们呢，鸟儿有窝，就是走兽有巢穴，但是他人子是没有枕头的地方。
There were a few homes that he valued very much with his disciples.
Sorry, what's that?
There were a few homes, that his disciples, had that he invited him at times.
那这些门徒是有家的，当他们邀请他们的时候。
There was in Capernaum where Peter lived. He sometimes stayed there.
哦，就是啊，我知道那个耶稣在地上的时候是有很多住处的，他会住在这些门徒的家里，他会住在彼得的家里。
And occasionally when he was in Jerusalem, he would visit his friends Mary and Martha and Lazarus at Bethany.
那有的时候呢，在耶路撒冷的时候呢，耶稣会住在那个马大和玛利亚家。
But they drove him out of his hometown, Nazareth.
但是呢，他的家乡拿撒勒家里的人呢，却拒绝了。
They wanted to kill him.
拒绝了他，他们想要把他杀掉。
And he had to leave there.
但是他曾经是住在那里。
And he never went back.
然后再也没有回去。
And then in the last days of his life, he slept in the Garden of Gethsemane under the olive trees.
那在生命的最后呢，他是住在克西马尼园树丛里的。
But for those disciples, it didn't matter where he lived.
但是对于这些门徒来说呢，耶稣住在哪里并不重要。
Because it was where he was. That was the important thing.
那是他在哪里是最重要的。
So he invites them to come and see.
所以呢，耶稣邀请他们来看。
Now we don't get any indication where that was, but we do know something. They says they came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day.
那我们并不知道他具体住在哪里啊，但我们知道的是，他们就去看他在哪里住，这一天便与他同住了。
The important thing for those disciples is that they were with him.
那对于这些门徒来说，最重要的是他们和他同住了。
And now notice in brackets we have here, parenthesis, we have, now it was about the 10th hour.
那这里提到那时约有深正了。
Now, many commentators have tried to understand what difference did it make and why did John record the fact that it was at the 10th hour.
圣正就是第十小时的意思啊。那很多有很多学者想要知道为什么这里会特别指出来是圣正。
What importance would that have?
那这个的重要性在哪里？
The only importance that we can attach to it was that it was something that John remembered, 60 or more years later. He remembered it was at the 10th hour that he went with Jesus.
那我们能说的是呢，这个应该是使徒约翰他记住了可能60多年这样一个时刻。
Do you remember the time when you first decided to follow Jesus?
你们能够记住当你最初想要决定跟随耶稣的时刻吗？
We may not remember the exact time or day or anything else, but we can remember the exact time. We know that.
也许我们并不记得具体是哪一天哪一年 哪个小时，但是我们确实记得那个时刻。
I can remember, I know it was sometime in the spring.
那我可以记住的是就是Eric 可以记住的是呢是应该是某个春天。
And it was the spring of 1969.
1969年的春天。
I remember that day. Or night, it was actually night.
我记得那个晚上实际上那是个晚上。
I'll never forget that time.
我永远都不会忘记它。
I began my journey with Jesus.
我开始和耶稣的旅程。
And let me tell you, the reason for that is because you get a brand new life.
那我要告诉大家，你们能够记住的原因是因为那天你们有了新的生命。
When you decide to follow Jesus, you become born again by God's Spirit. You'll never forget that moment.
当你决定跟随耶稣的时候呢，你就从神得到了一个新的生命，你永远不会忘记这个时刻。
I remember all the painful decisions that I made, that I had to make before that.
我还记得在那之前我做过的无数非常痛苦的决定。
But after that, my life was changed.
但是经过那在那之后呢，我的生命就被改变了。
And so it was about the 10th hour. John remembered 65 years ago because he was one of those disciples.
那时约有申正，这个第十小时，约翰可能记住了65年，因为他就是那两个门徒之一。
John, in this gospel, he wrote, but he never put his name into this gospel.
那使徒约翰写成了这本福音书呢，他在里面，但是他从来没有把自己的名字写出来。
In this gospel, you'll read where he describes it was the one whom Jesus loved and who leaned on his breast at supper time.
那我们可以读在这件福音书里读到啊，使徒约翰写有一个耶稣所爱的门徒。
And he records about four or five times that the writer of the gospel was he that Jesus loved.
他把自己称为耶稣所爱的门徒啊，四五次应该有在这里。
Now the other gospel, one of the other gospels tells us that the one who leaned on Jesus' breast at supper was John.
那在约翰福音呢，约翰福音说这个耶稣所爱的门徒倚靠在耶稣的身上，在其他的福音书里呢，就说了这个靠在耶稣身上的门徒就是约翰。
But in his humility, he doesn't say, I, John.
但是出于他的谦卑呢，他没有说是我约翰。
And so we read there in verse 40, that one of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
那我们在40节读到，听见约翰的话，跟随耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
And so we believe that the other disciple not named is John, of course.
那我们相信呢，第二个没有出现名字的门徒呢，就是约翰自己。
Because this, even though written by the Holy Spirit, sounds like a first-person account.
那因为呢，这里呢，听上去呢，像是一个第一人称的描述。
He's describing what he saw and heard.
那是这个门徒在描述他所看见、听见的事情。
So the other one, so it was Andrew and John.
那所以呢，这两个门徒是安德烈和约翰。
And so they were both of the same occupation. They were both fishermen.
那他们有同样的职业，他们都是渔夫。
And they were from Galilee.
他们也都是从加利利来的。
So they would know each other from when very young. The Sea of Galilee wasn't that big.
那他们因为加利利是个比较小的城啊，他们可能很小就互相认识了。
And all the fishing families would know each other, certainly.
那些在加利利的渔夫的家庭啊，应该互相都认识。
But when Andrew heard, when Andrew followed Jesus and spent some time with him,
那当安德烈跟随了耶稣和他待在了一起待了一段时间之后呢
？He right away he goes and finds Peter.
然后他马上就去找了自己的哥哥西门。
Andrew's brother was Peter.
那西门就是彼得啊，他就是安德烈的弟兄。
So it says in verse 41, he first found his own brother Simon.
他先找着自己的哥哥西门，41节。
And said to him, "We found the Messiah."
对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
So, you know, immediately when we are saved, the first thing we think about is our loved ones, don't they?
所以呢，当我们得救之后呢，我们马上就会想到自己所爱的人。
We long to have our families come to know the Lord Jesus.
我们真的希望我们的家人也能够来认识耶稣啊。
Because we are naturally attached to our families from natural ties. We long to have an eternal relationship with our loved ones.
因为我们自然的呢和我们的家人有很深的连结，所以我们希望呢在永恒里面能够有继续和他们有关系。
Because our natural ties, they only exist for time, and then when death will separate us from our families.
因为地上这样的连结呢，只是在时间之中的，死亡会把我们分开。
But if our families come to know Christ, we will have an eternal relationship with our families, those that we love here on earth.
但是呢，如果我们的家人呢也来认识了耶稣呢，我们就可以和他们有永恒的关系。
And so, if you have a family, and you're a Christian, and some of them don't know the Lord yet, don't give up hope.
如果你们的家人中呢有你是基督徒，然后你们的家人还有不是基督徒的呢，永远不要放弃希望。
The Lord said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved and your household."
因为耶稣说呢，因为神说呢，相信主耶稣，你和你的一家都必得救。
Claim that promise.
神有这样的应许。
God's word, if we pray according to God's word and His will, we know that He will give us the answer that we request.
我们知道，如果我们跟着神的话去祷告、去祈求呢，我们就知道他一定会给我们成就。
And so, Andrew is a great example to us, isn't he?
所以安德烈呢，对我们来说是一个很好的榜样。
The another thing that says here, we found the Messiah. Andrew goes to Simon.
另一件事情呢，安德烈在这里说，我们遇见弥赛亚。
And which is translated the Christ.
那弥赛亚呢，是可以翻出来是基督。
They were expecting the Messiah.
所以他们在盼望弥赛亚来。
There was a great expectation when John the Baptist came and said, I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord. The Lord is coming, he says.
所以呢，当施洗约翰来的时候呢，他说，我现在在旷野中声喊着说，就是主要来的人。
And so there's a great expectation of the Messiah coming at that particular time in history.
所以在那个时候呢，人们对弥赛亚的到来有一个巨大的盼望。
And so when Andrew went, he said to him, "We not only found a wonderful teacher, even better than John the Baptist, we found the Messiah."
所以呢，当安德烈见到西门的时候，他说我们并不是只是找到了一个更好的教师，我们找到了那位弥赛亚。
And he brought him to Jesus.
然后呢？42节说，于是领他去见耶稣。
That's all we can do.
这就是我们所能做的全部了。
We can bring people to Jesus.
我们可以把人带到耶稣那里。
What a wonderful privilege that we have.
哦，这是一个怎样的特权呢？
And then we read about a day following that.
然后呢，我们又读到了这一天的下一天。
Verse 43.
43节。
So that's, what is it? Two disciples and then the third came.
那我们在这里看到了第三个门徒来了。
So we have John, we have Andrew, and we have Simon.
我们现在有三个门徒啊，有约翰，有安德烈，有西门。
Oh, well, wait a minute. I've missed verse 42.
不好意思啊，我们错过了四十二节。
Just a little thought here. Now when Jesus, saw Simon, he looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas, which is translated a stone."
那四十二节呢？我们回到四十二节啊。于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。基法翻译出来就是彼得，彼得就是石头的意思。”
Now Simon, Simon means a dove.
那西门呢？是西门的意思是鸽子。
And that really doesn't describe Peter very well.
这个并没有把彼得描述得很清楚啊。
Not the Peter we know.
并不是我们知道那个彼得。
But Jesus gives him a new name.
但是耶稣给了他一个新的名字。
He calls him Cephas.
他叫他基法。
Cephas means a stone.
基法就是石头的意思。
And, not a big rock, but a stone.
不是一个巨大的磐石，而是一个小石头。
And, we read in Matthew chapter 16 that Christ is the rock upon which Christ would build his church.
我们在那个马太福音的十六节可以读到啊，耶稣是神建造教会的磐石。
But Peter was a rock, would be a rock.
但是呢，彼得会是一个石头。
A living stone.
一个活着的石头，活石。
And, so we read there that, Cephas is, I understand it, it's Latin, Cephas, whereas Peter is the same word in Hebrew.
所以呢，基法是拉丁文啊，彼得应该就是同样的词在希伯来文的。
Or, sorry, Cephas is Latin, Petros, where we get Peter from, Petros is the Greek.
Petros 就是也可以说是彼得，我们彼得这个词的词源是希腊文。
And they both mean stone.
他们都是石头的意思。
So, although his name is Cephas, it's also Peter, meaning the same thing.
所以呢，虽然他的名字叫做基法，但我们也称他为彼得，他的名字是同样的意思。
And this is a prophetic statement.
那这是一个预言性的称呼。
Because Peter was going to be one of those living stones in the house of God.
因为呢，彼得将要成为呢神的家中一个活石。
And after he was saved, he became a real stable influence in the church.
当他得救之后呢，他在教会是有一个非常坚定的影响。
So there's three disciples now that Jesus is called.
那现在有三个门徒了。
John, Andrew, and Peter.
约翰，安德烈和彼得。
So now we have another day.
那我们来到了第二天。
Verse 43.
四十三节。
The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee.
又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去。
And we know that as we read the second chapter, the reason he was going to Galilee because there was a wedding there and he had to go to Galilee, to Cana of Galilee.
那我们如果读到第二章呢，我们就知道呢，他去加利利的原因是因为那里有一个宴席，有一个婚礼。
And next week we'll look at that, the wedding at Cana of Galilee. A wonderful time.
那下周呢，我们就会来看这个加利利的拿加的宴席。
But on his way, he found Philip.
但是在他去的路上呢，他找到了腓力。
And he said to him, follow me.
就对他说，来跟从我吧。
This is Jesus's, we might call it his personal call. He's been calling his disciples personally, one after the other.
那我愿意把这个称为呢，耶稣个人对他门徒的呼召，个人的呼召。
In the synoptic gospels, like Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all record the calling of the 12 apostles.
那剩下的三卷福音书呢，都记录了耶稣呼召十二个门徒的故事。
We might call that the official call of his disciples.
我们可以把它称之为一个正式的呼召。
And he chose 12 out of his disciples that had been following him from the beginning.
他从他的门徒中呢拣选了十二个人作为使徒。
But here we see an earlier on, he had already personally called those disciples to himself.
但我们在这里可以看到呢，在那之前呢，耶稣已经个人的呼召了这些门徒。
That's what makes this story so interesting.
那这个把这个故事变得更有趣了。
And so, he finds Philip. Jesus seeks him out.
所以呢，在这里呢，耶稣找到了腓力。
Notice the differences here.
你注意到了这样的区别吗？
With John and Andrew, it was John the Baptist who pointed out Jesus, and they followed him.
对于约翰和约翰和安德烈来说呢，是施洗约翰指出了这是耶稣，然后他们跟随了他。
With Peter, it was Andrew inviting him to come and see the Messiah.
对于彼得来说呢，是安德烈来邀请他来看这位弥赛亚。
But here with Philip, the Lord seeks him out.
但在这里呢，是对于腓力来说呢，是耶稣找到了他。
The Lord had to do that with me.
那我觉得耶稣也对我也得这么做。
I had no Christian witness to me.
那没有基督徒向我做过见证。
I was all alone.
那我总是一个人啊，之前。
When God called me.
但是当耶稣呼召我的时候，我是一个人。
There may be others of you that somehow the Lord called you, it just seemed like God called you out of nowhere.
那我觉得在座的可能也有啊，就是神呼召你就像从不知道什么地方来呼召你的一样。
It doesn't mean to say Philip didn't have any preparation.
那这个并不意味着腓力没有做好任何的准备啊。
I believe he was already a sheep of the Father in heaven.
我相信呢，腓力这时候已经是天父的羊了。
But when Jesus came, he said, you follow me.
但是当耶稣来对他说你跟从我吧。
And so, it mentions here that Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter.
那这里提到44节提到这腓力是伯塞大人和安德烈彼得同城。
And Philip, verse 45.
45节。
Philip thinks of his friend.
那腓力呢想到了自己的朋友。
And he said to him, he found Nathanael.
圣经说腓力找拿但业。
Now, Nathanael is, we don't meet him in the synoptic gospels that, by that name.
那拿但业这个名字呢我们没有在剩下三卷福音书里看到。
Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record another disciple called Bartholomew.
那这三卷福音书呢都提到了另一个门徒叫巴多罗买。
And we believe that Nathanael and Bartholomew are the same person.
那我们相信呢拿但业和巴多罗买是同一个人。
Because the Bartholomew of the Synoptic Gospels is, it's the Hebrew Bar-Tolomai.
那所以巴多罗买的意思呢是多罗买的儿子。
Bar meaning son.
Yeah, 巴就是儿子的意思。
Son of Tolmai.
所以是多罗买的儿子。
So it'd be Nathanael, his full name would be Nathanael Bartolmai.
所以呢他的名字全称呢就是拿但业巴罗买的儿子。
But often, men would be known by the name of their father, son of their father.
所以在那个时候呢人们很多时候他们被人知道是通过他的父亲来知道的是他父亲的儿子所以才知道是他。
Bartholomew, Bar meaning Bartolomai.
所以巴多罗买是多罗买的儿子的意思。
So it's Nathanael.
所以这里有拿但业。
He finds Nathanael and said to him, we found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
所以45节腓力找着拿但业对他说摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位我们遇见了就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
Now we know that Jesus was not the natural son of Joseph.
那我们知道呢，耶稣不是约瑟亲生的儿子。
But Philip may have not known that.
但是呢，腓力可能不知道这个。
Because Nazareth was quite a ways away from where he lived in Bethsaida.
因为拿撒勒离他住的这个伯赛大城呢还很远。
But he would later learn that Joseph was not his natural father, but he was legally, through adoption, the son of Joseph.
但是呢他之后就会知道呢耶稣不是约瑟亲生的儿子但是是他合法的作为收养的儿子。
But here's the important thing about Philip.
那这里有对于腓力有一件很重要的事情。
He says, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote.
他说摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一辈我们遇见了。
Philip was a man of the scriptures.
那腓力是一个熟读圣经的人啊。
And those that are, those of the scriptures, those that seek the Lord and seek knowledge of the scriptures, they are wiser than the wise men of this world.
那些呢寻求圣经中智慧的人呢他们要比地上最聪明的人还要有智慧。
Those scriptures can make us wise unto salvation.
那这些圣经呢这些经文呢可以让我们足够有智慧直到来到救恩的面前。
And so, he based his faith on the scriptures themselves.
他的信心呢是基于经文本身。
Why was that?
为什么呢?
Because the scriptures are God's word.
因为经文是神的话。
God has spoken.
是神说所说的。
You know, we say, well, oh, you might say, well, I would long for God to speak to me.
你可能会说呢我真的希望神对我说话。
Get on your knees and read the word of God, and he will speak to you through his word.
你跪下来来读神的话，他就会借着他的话对你说话。
But Nathaniel, oh, he was, Philip is perfectly convinced.
那腓力在这里呢，已经完全相信了耶稣。
We found him of whom all the scriptures speak about.
他说呢，我找到了那位圣经上记载的那一位。所记的那一位。
He's with us here on earth.
他现在就在我们和我们一起在地上。
But Nathaniel, he's of a skeptical turn of mind.
那对于拿但业来说呢这个还是挺难转换这个想法的。
He says, can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
46节拿但业对他说拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗
Nothing in the Old Testament prophesied about anyone a Messiah or a prophet coming out of Nazareth?
那旧约没有提到任何没有预言过任何先知啊或者说弥赛亚从拿撒勒出来。
Apparently, Nazareth was a despised place.
那事实上呢拿撒勒是一个被遗弃的地方。
A poor backward place.
是一个非常贫穷的地方。
And with no reputation.
没有任何的名誉可言。
And so, when we think of the humility of the Lord, that he would be born in such a place.
当我们想到了耶稣的谦卑啊，他是要从这样的城生出来。
He took the lowest place, didn't he?
他取了最低的位置，不是吗？
Even the choice of where he would be brought up was a place that was despised.
那就算是他长大的地方，他也选择了这样一个被遗弃的地方。
And so, Nathaniel's question, can anything good come out of Nazareth?
所以拿但业的问题是拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗?
Well, Philip doesn't argue.
但是呢腓力这里并没有和他争论啊。
He's too wise for that.
他太有智慧了。
He says, I have better evidence.
他说呢我有更好的证据。
Come and see.
你来看。
And you'll see for yourself.
你自己就会看到
whether anything good can come out of Nazareth.
那是不是拿撒勒究竟能不能出什么好的呢?
You know, the world thinks of Jesus as, oh, a good man, but a martyr, one who died 2,000 years ago, and we can forget him. We can write him out of the history books. He isn't a great conqueror like William the Conqueror or or Alexander the Great or Napoleon.
那地上的人呢，把耶稣看作只是看作一个好人，但是他两千多年前已经死了，他不如那些亚历山大大帝啊，那些伟大的国王伟大。
He never wrote any books.
他没有写过任何的书。
He never traveled out of Israel except one occasion.
他除了一次以外，再也没有出过以色列。
All he had was 12 disciples that were around him.
他唯一有的只有十二个门徒。
And then he was crucified and slain and buried.
然后呢，他被杀，被钉十字架，然后被埋葬。
And the world is trying to forget about him.
然后呢，整个世界想要忘掉他。
Yet that one life has changed the world.
就是一个生命改变了整个世界。
Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
那问题来了，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
The Savior of the world, the Son of God, came out of Nazareth.
那整个世界的救主，神的圣子是从拿撒勒出来的。
And so Nathaniel, when verse 47,
那47节
Jesus saw Nathaniel coming.
耶稣看见拿但业来。
And he said, Behold,
就指着他说，看哪。
An Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit.
这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。
A strange thing to say, right?
那这是一个比较奇怪的事情啊。
When we think of the father of the Israelite nations,
当我们想到那个整个以色列国度的父的时候呢，
we think of Jacob.
我们会想到雅各。
Jacob, he was a deceiver.
那雅各是一个骗子。
He deceived his father.
他欺骗了他的父亲。
He deceived his uncle.
他欺骗了他的叔叔。
He tried to deceive others.
他也试着去欺骗其他人。
His own brother.
他的亲兄弟。
But God gave him another name.
但是神给了他另一个名字。
Israel.
以色列。
That is a prince with God.
他是神的王子的意思。
That's what Israel means.
这就是以色列的意思。
Jacob means a supplanter, one who deceives.
那雅各是骗子的意思。
One who gets what he wants by deception.
他想要就是抓住，想要通过欺骗的方式抓住的意思。
Jacob, he knew what God wanted and he wanted that, what God wanted, but he wanted to get it his own way.
那雅各呢，很想得到神希望他得到的，但他希望通过自己的方式得到。
Let's not make that mistake in our lives.
那我们也犯过这样的问题。
We wait on the Lord and he will supply everything we need.
我们应该等待主啊，他会供应我们一切所需的。
Jacob, he didn't want to wait for the Lord. He wanted to get it what he wanted now.
雅各并不想要等候主啊，他希望现在就拿到。
But when Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said, "There's a true Israelite in whom no deceit whatsoever."
但是这里呢，耶稣看见拿但列来，就说：“看哪，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈。”
In some places, the Jews have had a bad reputation.
那某些时候呢，犹太人是有更好的名声的。
But this man, Nathanael, the Lord said, he has true, no deceit whatsoever within him.
是有不好的名声的，但是这里神说呢，拿但业是心里没有诡诈的。
And that surprised Nathanael.
但这个是拿但业感到惊讶。
Verse 48, he says, "How do you know me?"
48节的他对耶稣说，你从哪里知道我呢？
Oh, the Lord knows all about us.
那耶稣是知道所有的。
He, Psalm 139, we read that God knows our down sitting and our rising up. He knows us, he knows the beginning from the end.
那诗篇139节我们读到那个我们或做或立啊，神都知道我们，他是从我们起初到最终他都知道我们。
Psalm 139.
你翻到诗篇的139章。
And verse 1.
第一节。
He says here in verse 1, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up.
耶和华呀，你已经监察我，认识我，我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。
You understand my thought afar off.
你从远处知道我的意念。
You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways.
我行路我躺卧你都细查你也深知我一切所行的。
For there's not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether.
耶和华呀我舌头上的话你没有一句不知道的。
Perhaps Nathaniel had those words on his mind.
可能拿单也想到了这些话。
Because the Lord read his mind.
因为主读到了他的意念。
How do you know me? He says.
所以拿单也说你怎么知道我。
Jesus answered in verse 48, the rest of the verse, and said to him, Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
48节后半段耶稣回答说腓力还没有招呼你你在无花果树底下我就看见你。
What was Nathaniel doing under the fig tree?
那拿单叶在无花果树底下做什么呢?
It's interesting on the...That's the national tree of Israel.
那无花果树可以说是以色列的果树。
It's on one of their flags, the fig tree.
那无花果树是它在他们国旗上的就有。
It's symbolic of the land itself.
可以说是以色列地的一个象征。
And he was sitting meditating, I think, underneath that fig tree.
那我觉得拿单叶应该在无花果树。无花果树底下在思考。
What was he thinking?
他在思考什么呢?
Whatever it was, the Lord revealed to him that he revealed, the Lord revealed to Nathaniel the very thoughts of his heart.
但无论是什么呢?耶稣向拿单也显明了他心里最深处的一面。
I saw you under the fig tree.
你在无花果树底下我就看见你。
I saw the yearning of your heart.
我看见了你心里的哀伤。
The meditations of your being.
那些你对自己存在的思考。
And immediately Nathaniel answered verse 49 and said to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel.
所以马上呢拿单叶就在49节回答说拿单叶说拉比你是神的儿子你是以色列的王。
The Lord Jesus searched his heart, knew him, revealed to him his longings. And perhaps Nathanael was longing for the appearing of the Messiah.
耶稣呢查看拿单叶的心呢看到了他想要的那可能呢拿单叶就是想要以色列的王了。
Because his answer was, You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel.
因为他的回答就是你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
The very things that I was yearning for, that I was meditating upon.
这就是我心里一直在思考，一直在想要的那位。
You are the fulfillment of that.
你是成就的那位。
And Jesus answered and said to him, Because I said,To you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You'll see greater things than these.
50节耶稣对他说因为我说在无花果树底下看见你你就信吗你将要看见比这更大的事。
And certainly as one of the disciples of the Lord Jesus, he would see great things.
那当然呢作为耶稣的门徒之一啊他看见了这些更大的事情。
As he followed Jesus through his life, he would see that he would give sight to the blind, he would heal the lepers, raise the dead.
那当他跟随耶稣的时候呢，他会看见瞎眼的，能得看见，生病的得医治，死人可以复活。
And then he would see the gospel being spread as the Lord Jesus went to the cross, rose again from the dead.
然后呢，他看见耶稣基督上了十字架，然后呢，他复活了，福音被做成。
And as the Lord appeared after his resurrection,Nathanael was there. He saw great things.
那当耶稣复活的时候，向他的门徒显现的时候呢，拿单叶就在那里。
And then, throughout the book of the Acts, where the gospel spreads out, we see great things done. The world turned upside down.
然后呢，在使徒行传里呢，我们可以看到，随着这些门徒出去传道，整个世界被翻转。
And then we read in verse 51.
然后呢我们读到51节。
And he said to him, most assuredly.
又说我实实在在地告诉你。
Verily, verily, most assuredly, great emphasis on this.
就是非常非常确定，这是一个非常大的强调在这里，实实在在的。
I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
That's an interesting thing. When will this take place?
那这个会什么时候发生呢？
It's taking place even as we speak today.
它就在我们现在讲话的时候就在发生。
The Lord Jesus is the true link between earth and heaven.
耶稣是那个真的天地的连接。
Do you remember the story of Joseph when he was fleeing from his brother Esau?
还记得雅各从他的兄弟以扫那里逃离的时候的故事吗？
And he came to a place called Bethel.
那他来到了一个地方叫做 Bethel. Bethel, I forgot the Chinese name now.
Oh yeah, 28. Genesis 28. House of God, it's called. Translation.
对伯特利对他就是在创世纪的28章伯特利是神的房子的意思。
And so, he lay down that night, his first night away from home.
那是他离家的第一天啊他躺下了。
Lonely and perhaps frightened.
非常孤独而且可能很害怕。
He took a stone and used that for a pillow.
然后呢他拿了一块石头作为枕头。
And as he slept, he saw a vision.
当他睡着的时候呢他看见了一个异象。
It was a ladder set up from earth to heaven.
从地上到天上有一个梯子。
And angels ascending and descending upon that ladder.
天使呢正在这梯子上去下来。
And the Lord above.
那神是在上面。
But he was on earth.
那个时候他在地上。
And the Lord was in heaven.
主是在天上。
He said, when he awoke, he said, this is the house of God.
所以当他起来的时候呢他说这是神的家。
But what Jesus says to Nathanael, he said, Nathanael, you're going to see heaven open and the angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man on earth.
但是这里呢耶稣对拿但业说呢你们将要看见天开了神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
Jacob was given a vision of a way to heaven.
那雅各看见的异象呢是去天上的路。
But Jesus is saying, I am the way.
但是耶稣说呢我就是那路。
He says that later on in chapter 14 and verse 3.
在14节的在接下来约翰福音14节的三章就是这么说。
He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me.
他说呢我就是道路真理和生命除了我以外没有人能够到父那里。
He is the link now.
他现在就是那连接。
But notice what is how,The term that he uses here.
但注意他这里用的词汇啊。
He says, you'll see the angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
他说神的使者上去下来在人的身上在人子身上。
Nathanael has said, you are the Son of God.
但是呢在人子身上这里拿单业说你是神的儿子。
But this is the first time in scripture that Jesus uses this term, the Son of Man.
但是这是第一次啊耶稣用这个词人子。
This, in his humiliation, it speaks, the Son of Man speaks of his humiliation, how he humbled himself to become a man.
人子说明了他的谦卑啊是他怎么样成为人的过程。
Although he was the Son of God,
尽管他是神的圣子
he humbled himself to become a man.
他谦卑自己来到地上成为人。
And the humiliation of the Son of God to become Son of Man, it speaks of the exaltation of man to come to God.
那神降卑自己变成人才能使得人被提升到神那里。I try my best.
In other words,God humbles himself to become a man to exalt humanity to God.
换句话说呢神把自己降卑到地上为了使人能够升到神那里去。
And there will come a time.
然后呢，会有这样的时候到来。
When the Lord Jesus is going to be revealed from heaven.
当耶稣会在天上显现的时候。
And he's going to come down to earth.
他会来到地上。
In power and glory.
在荣耀和能力之中。
This will take place when he comes the second time.
这个会发生在他第二次再来的时候。
This is, of course, after the rapture of the church. When the church is taken up, then Christ will come with the church to the earth.
当然这个会发生在教会被提之后啊，教会会被提到天上，然后耶稣会来到地上。
And he's going to come as the Son of Man and be the judge of the earth, as Son of Man.
但这个时候呢，他会作为人子成为地上的判官。
He's not going to judge as Son of God.
他不会是作为神的圣子来审判地上。
Because there would may not the appearance of justice would not be true if he was judged as the Son of God, because people could say, you don't know what it's like to be a man or a woman.
那如果他是作为神子来审判的呢？人们可能会说呢，你并不知道变成一个人或者女人会是怎么样的。
But all judgment has been committed to him because he is the Son of Man.
但是所有审判的权利都给了他，是因为他是人子。
So that concludes our study for tonight.
所以呢，我们今天的部分就到这里。
We have a few minutes for some questions.
我们还有一些给大家问问题的时间。
I invite Mr. Summers to come and if there are any questions regarding our study tonight, next week, we're going to look at the wedding at Cana of Galilee.
那下一次呢，我们会看在加利利的迦南的婚礼故事。但现在呢，大家有什么问题可以提问？带我们做个祷告。
Just a couple of thoughts on the first chapter of John. Excuse me.
对约翰福音的一章呢，还有一点想说的，还是长老。
Two things were told about Jesus in the first chapter of John.
那约翰福音的一章呢，告诉我们关于耶稣的两个事情。
One is he's the Messiah.
第一呢，是他是弥赛亚，是基督。
They've been looking forward to that for hundreds and thousands of years. And Andrew says, we found him. Amazing.
那以色列人已经在寻找弥赛亚，寻找了很多世纪了。那现在拿单也说我们找到了他。
And the other thing we learn about him in John chapter 1 is Jesus is the Son of God.
那第二件事情我们学到呢，就是耶稣是神的儿子。
Now you can't think of two things more important, more significant, more life-changing than the fact that Jesus is the Messiah. He's going to be the King of the world, and he's also the Son of God. Absolutely amazing.
这是非常非常重要的事情啊！耶稣是神的儿子，他是从神生的。然后呢，他是弥赛亚，是那个将来要统治全地、做王的那一位。
If you believe that.And if you want to show that, you don't get sprinkled. You go all the way down into the water and you say, Jesus Christ is God. I'm not the boss anymore. I die. Jesus lives.
那所以呢，当你相信，然后你想要把这个事实显明出来的时候呢，你不会去受这个点水礼，你会进到水里去，然后呢起来呢，你说呢，耶稣是神，他是主，我不再是我自己的主。
The fact is that the truth of John chapter 1 is not only life-changing, it's world-changing.
事实上呢，约翰福音的一章呢，不只能够改变生命啊，它其实改变了世界。
That's my two-minute sermon.
可能还有两分钟。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the truth of God.
主啊，我们想要感谢您的真理。
John the Baptist said it, and Nathaniel said it. You are the Son of God.
使徒约翰这么说，拿单业也这么说。你是神的圣子。
Lord, we thank you that somehow you've revealed that to us.
主啊，感谢您，向我们显明了这件事。
And our prayers will be like those four or five that we read about tonight.Each of whom said, I'm going to follow Jesus.
那我们的祷告是呢， 求你使我们能够像这五个门徒一样，都说我们要跟随你。
He's the Messiah. He's the Son of God. And each of us will say, Lord, we want to follow him too.
他是那位弥赛亚，他是那位神的圣子，然后盼望我们每个人都会说，我们想要跟随他。
So we give thanks now for this marvelous truth.
主啊，所以我们为这样无与伦比的真理感谢你。
We pray that you'll bless us.
求你能够祝福我们。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们的祷告和感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.